Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bill Belichick is brought to you by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Also brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men. You can learn more when you visit northeastmenshealth.com. Bill is also brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And he joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Bill Belichick, how are you?
Doing well. How's it going?
We're doing good. We actually saw a grainy Bigfoot-like photo of you enjoying what appears to be a Budweiser post-game. Is the King of Beers your go-to after a win?
No, not really. That was just this was on the menu.
I mean, what would be your if you could only order one beer? What would be your choice, Bill?
Whatever's cold.
Good answer. That's a good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. Well, Bill, you seem it looks like from the outside that you're enjoying coaching this team. What makes this group unique?
I really have a lot of respect for these guys. They come to work every day. We've improved, again, every day, really, really every week. Certainly far from perfect or far from where we need to be, but we're heading in the right direction. Again, I have a lot of respect. These guys have had a couple, weeks where it's been, tough, but they've showed a lot of mental toughness and resiliency to keep showing up and working hard and getting better, and that's... that's what we really want as a coach, is to see your team work hard and improve, and they've done that.
Bill, every week you try to get better. The last time you played the Jets, you allowed a lot of rushing yards. This week, you allow very few rushing yards. I think you held them to like 33 yards in the first half. What adjustments did you make this time against the Jets in the run game?
I think, really it was a good job by the, by the front. Certainly DeMarcus, Rod, Steve did a good job on the front there. Game planning, the players, executed it well. We gave up, the reverse. That was obviously the longest run. But you're right. They ran the ball for 150 yards in the first game, and we're able to kind of control the game in the running game and, get some yards when they needed them. We were better. And then, of course, the score helped us in this game too, where they kind of got away from the running game. But up front, our linebackers, defensive line, you can't really single one guy out, because run defense is, as you know, it's everybody doing their job. It's taking care of all the gaps, and one guy can't stop the running game. But good team defense is really what you need, and that's what we got from all those players.
Bill, when it comes to your running backs, a lot of headlines about them going into yesterday's game were about the fumble issues that they were having. They have 5 touchdowns yesterday. How impressed were you and how they came out to play?
They did a great job. All our backs this year have been productive, and, everybody's been working really hard on the ball security, everybody, player on the team. And so that was... good to see us go through a game, not turn the ball over. That's always a good start on the path to winning. And so, it's just, you got to give those guys credit for working hard at it. The Jets are a very good takeaway team. They do a good job of punching and stripping the ball out. one of the better teams we play that does that consistently. And they did it yesterday too. But you know, our guys did a good job of hanging on to the ball and still breaking tackles and running well. I think that's really the key, is not to just give up and not make yardage, but to be able to run aggressively with the ball and continue to make yards and take care of it. So that was good.
Bill, almost halfway through his rookie season, what has Mac Jones shown you so far as the quarterback of this team?
Well, I said about the whole team, it's really true for Mac as well. He's continued to get better every week and learn from practice experiences and game experiences, and we'll just keep going. There's a lot to see in this league. You get a lot of different looks. There's a lot of great players, great coaches that really challenge us every week, and it's always a little bit different. And it'll certainly be, a challenge this week with the Chargers and Coach Staley. But we'll have to continue to put in our preparation, our work, and Cam does that very well, and I think that's why it's continued to improve.
Bill, when you look at your the offense getting into the red zone, you guys did a really good job, 6-6 in the red zone. What does Josh McDaniels allow you to do?
Well, Josh does a great job in designing game plans and calling the game. He's got a great feel for the game and kind of when to call the plays and to keep the defense off balance. And he's an excellent, as I said, game planner, coach, play caller. But a lot of that really comes down to execution. And, you can have the greatest play in the world and excel at all you want, but it comes down to the players executing and performing well and doing their job and playing with good fundamentals. And so we had a good amount of that yesterday. It's, again, something that we've been trying to build on every week. And hopefully we'll be able to, continue each week to work on those things and see improvement. So that's the red area, though, has been, a tough spot for us. In the early part of the year, we missed opportunities down there. And, hopefully we'll be able to turn some of those opportunities into touchdowns instead of field goals.
When you come off a win like that, now you head into a week where you take on a tough Chargers team on the West Coast. When you guys have to travel that far, does it change your preparation at all or your game plan leading up to? Do you leave early? Do you have any plans for that?
We'll pretty much be on our normal, West Coast schedule there. And it's usually comes up, once a year or once every other year. So, we did it last year. Sure, it'd be similar to that.
Bill, one of the things that, I was at the Seymour induction, and one of the things that you talked about was that he was a special player. And sometimes you show film to the players about what guys in the past have done. What made Seymour such a dominant defensive lineman throughout his playing career?
Well, when Richard was with us, he was one of those players that really could do everything. He was a very, very stout run defender. He was quick and was effective on stunts. He was a very good power rusher with his length and lower body explosion. And he had good quickness, to stunt, to get inside, to get the edge on the tackles and guards that he went up against. And his length was, big part of that as well. So he really was a, complete player that could really do pretty much whatever you wanted him to do. Played nose there his rookie year in 01. It wasn't really his natural position, but he was effective in there and then moved outside, in the later years until third down. He still played inside some on third down, but once we got Ted and Keith and then Vince, then we could play him in his more natural position, with Tiny and those guys out there. So, but he was, very versatile. And of course, with that came intelligence And I'd say his work ethic to perfect the techniques that he played, whatever they were, run, pass, three technique, five technique, two technique, you know, nose as a rookie. Richard worked really hard to become a good fundamental and technique player at whatever spot it was. And as you know, good fundamentals are the key to every good play and every you know, every player's assignment. So without good fundamentals, it's usually not going to work out very well.
That begs the obvious question, Bill. Do you ever show film of Wiggy to the to these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, catching a ball in the snow, making tough catches, protecting the ball, good situational football. Yeah, he's in a lot of those plays in 01 with you know, David Patton and Troy Brown and of course Seymour's play and on the short yardage play against Oakland, which set up the punt, then Troy's punt return, then Vinatieri's kick. I mean, you know, the kick was, you know, one of the greatest plays I've ever seen, but that wouldn't have been possible without you know, Wiggy's 10 catches and Seymour's and Brewski's stop on third and one and Troy Brown's punt return and so forth. So, you know, you remember the big plays, but then you also think about some of the plays that came before that. You know, Vinatieri's kick in the Super Bowl you know, Wiggy's return route there on got 7 yards to, you know, to make the kick just, you know, a little more makeable. So you bet. Yeah, we show all those guys. They're all important.
Bill, yesterday you beat the
Jets.
You
might try to get me to say something bad about Wiggy, but I'm just not going to do it.
No. Bill, I just want to know, is there any film of him talking incessantly to you on the sideline while you're trying to coach? That's what I really wanted to know.
Well, one of the better films we have, Wiggy, is playing basketball at East Boston. And he certainly wasn't afraid to shoot, I'll say that. But he had pretty good touch. He was a pretty good basketball player, too.
Bill,
I wouldn't want to go one-on-one with him.
I appreciate that.
Bill, yesterday, obviously, 54-13 win over the Jets. Knowing your history there, how things ended, they are now on their seventh head coach since you left in 2000. You've won six Super Bowls here. How does how things ended with the Jets still fuel you, if at all, today as the coach of the Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, that's so far in the past. I don't really think about that, really. I just am trying to think about what I can do to help our team perform better and do a good job for the Patriots. So that's all in the rearview mirror. It's really just for me looking ahead and trying to do a good job with this team, which, you know, I need to do a better job, so I'll just focus on that.
When it comes to Matt Judon, he's just so impressive on the field. But even after, I feel like every time I watch him in a press conference or talking to media, he's always upbeat. He's always very truthful, it feels like. How important is it to have a guy that's so great on the field, but also kind of this light in the locker room?
Yeah, you're right. Juju's got a good balance of all those things. You know, serious and tough and, you know, all football on the field, but, you know, has a, you know, has an ability to loosen things up a little bit, but at the right time and in the right way, you know, off the field, it's always appropriate and I would say well-received. You know, he gets along well with everybody, all his teammates, offense, defense, the linemen, the skill guys, you know, all the coaches. So it's a pleasure to work with him, and, you know, he's very dedicated to, you know, playing well, doing his job, and, you know, and helping the team in any way he can, whether that's on defense or in the kicking game. And, you know, so I'm really glad we have him. And, you know, he's really been a good, great addition to this team, this organization.
All right, Bill, thanks for joining us this morning. Before you go, I'll give you a quick chance to just correct the record because I'm getting text messages and calls and everything. Earlier, you referred to, when we were talking about the quarterback, you said Cam. Wiggy got all excited because he thought Cam Newton was coming back.
Mac. Sorry.
All right. I don't want Mac to be
a little early in the morning for him. So I'll take that one. Give me an error on that one.
I'm just worried, like, if Mac is driving into work or something, he may. I mean, yeah, I don't want him to be worried or anything. So.
No. apologize for that misspoken word.
It happens to me all the time, Bill. It's I think it's an age thing. All right, hey,
yeah, I think
it's
so too.
All right, great talking to you. We'll talk to you again on Monday. All right.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.